This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Posen. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something super important. Taking care of yourself in this crazy world where it feels like there are endless expectations and pressure piled on us from every direction. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Always striving, always hustling, always trying to keep up with the Joneses, or at least their curated Instagram feeds. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your mental space feels more cluttered than a garage sale? Well, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world obsessed with productivity, achievement, and having it all, but somewhere along the line, we've forgotten about taking care of ourselves, our mental health, our emotional well-being, even our good old-fashioned physical health. So today, I want to give you 5 powerful keys to help you navigate this pressure cooker and reclaim your sense of self-care. Number 1. Learn to say no. Seriously, folks, this is a superpower. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Saying no frees up time and energy for the things that truly matter, your passions, your loved ones, and yes, even some good old-fashioned rest and relaxation. Remember, saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout, but saying no can open doors to a more fulfilling life. Number 2. Disconnect to reconnect. We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and demands of our attention. It's exhausting. So take intentional breaks from the digital world, put your phone down, close those tabs, step away from the screen. Use that time to connect with nature, engage in meaningful conversations, or simply enjoy some quiet solitude. Remember, true connection happens offline. Number 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical fitness, it's a powerful mood booster and stress reliever. Find activities you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the trails for a hike, or simply taking a brisk walk around the block. Get the blood flowing, release those endorphins, and feel the difference. Number 4. Nourish your body with good food. We are what we eat, right? Fueling your body with nutritious foods gives you the energy and vitality to tackle your day. Focus on whole, unprocessed foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, healthy fats. Think of it as giving your body the VIP treatment it deserves. Number 5. Prioritize sleep. This one might seem obvious, but in our hustle culture society, we often skimp on sleep. But let's be real, sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity. When you're well rested, you feel sharper, more focused, and better equipped to handle the challenges of life. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night, your body and mind will thank you. Now, let me tell you a quick story that really drives home this point. Remember Sarah? She's that friend who always seems to be juggling a million things, work, family, social commitments, volunteer work, the list goes on. She's constantly stressed, running on caffeine and willpower, and barely has time for herself. One day, she realized she was hitting a wall. She felt burnt out, exhausted, and honestly, just miserable. So, Sarah decided to take a step back. She started saying no to extra commitments, scheduling regular exercise breaks, prioritizing sleep, and even taking a few mindful minutes each day to simply breathe and be present. And guess what? Her life transformed. She had more energy, felt less stress, and actually enjoyed her days more. Sarah realized that taking care of herself wasn't selfish, it was essential for her well-being and happiness. So remember, you are not a robot. You are a human being with needs, desires, and limitations. It's okay to prioritize your well-being, set boundaries, and take time for yourself. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself, day after day, in a way that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Remember those 5 keys I shared? Say no more often, disconnect to reconnect, move your body, nourish yourself with good food, and prioritize sleep. These are small steps that can make a world of difference in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to take better care of yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself. You deserve it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.